All right, Apple Photos team, Vitrines Project, whoever's doing this, y'all did a good job of listening to EK, updating the murals. Very, very beautiful, super fire. Oops, these ones are the old ones too. I was always curious about how they run this, and it looks like somebody didn't full screen it. Essentially, it's a quick time full screen that goes for 30 minutes. What's up, boss? Yeah, staying cozy?
Yeah, trying, man.
Do you know what the secret is? It's kind of expensive, but you know the inner layer or the hoodie? Mm-hmm. Get one, something that's made out of wool.
Wool, okay, yeah.
Because, like, you know, in ancient times, like, feel this, right? This is actually cashmere wool. Mm-hmm. And maybe I paid, like, not too bad. I just bought the raw material. I got my mom to make it. Yeah. Maybe, like, $100. But, like, even back in ancient times, the wool is what kept people warm.
Keeps, like, containers. Body heat,
huh? Yeah, because you know, like, people buy, like, you know, the fake polyester fleece or whatever, but then, like, it's actually not that warm, and it doesn't let the moisture go in and out as efficiently. I was even reading, like, ancient Greek military history. All the dudes, before they went to battle, you know, they have the bronze armor. Always underneath, they would put a sheep's wool lining. And even back in the day when it was, like, super cold, right? Like, the kings, they would just sleep in sheep's wool blankets. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, they did it back in ancient times. Like, now we have, like, all this cheap cotton and polyester.
Right, right. So go back to the original.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was on the East Coast for, like, a few years, and it's, like, really cold, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, my only regret was there was, like, this really nice, like, it's called merino wool or wool, like a $200 wool hoodie. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I didn't buy it because, like, I didn't want to drop $200 on a hoodie.
Right.
But then, like, I think I should have, because, like, if you just, like, you wear it every single day and it makes you, like, 50% warmer and happier, I feel like it's worth it.
Yeah. Been a good investment, man.
Yeah, but then I'm sure you could buy one on Amazon that's like sub $100, maybe like $80. Yeah. Tata, what's your name, bro?
A little money. Dominic.
Dominic?
Yeah.
Like Dominic Toretto?
Yeah.
you like any of
the
Fast and Furious movies?
Yeah, I like all of them. Yeah.
So the question is Vin Diesel on the juice? Is he on the juice?
Oh shit.
What do you think?
Know.
What do you think?
Might be, shit, I don't know.
You know what I low-key think? When you think, if you're wondering, is he on the juice or they're not on the juice, they're probably on the juice.
Yeah.
You think The Rock's on the juice?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I don't know. They just be looking just excessively too big at times. Both of them. I don't know. You never know, though. I don't know.
That's true. You know, do you know what I actually found that, you know how you know if people's on the juice or not? Well, something I discovered, ironically enough, when people's juiced out, right? Like crazy steroids, whatever, right? Guys at the gym, they're actually insanely, insanely friendly. Like, they're like so stupid friendly. Like, they're like the nicest guys you've ever met. So actually, contrary to what, you know, people say, roid rage, right? Actually, I found that like dudes who have really, really high testosterone, whether it's natural or fake, they actually become friendlier. So, like, I was at the gym, right? And the dude's, like, obviously on the juice, right? Like, fucking, like, his muscles look like perfect spheres, right? And his bald, a lot of dudes who are bald are also on the juice. Because when you take steroids, your hair follicles fall out. And then, like, he was just so nice to me. He's like, wow, you're so strong. Good job for you, brother. And he's, like, always smiling, kind of like creepy. And I'm like, I liked him because he was so nice, right? I'm like, yeah, definitely on the juice.
Crazy.
All right, dude. Stay warm, Dominic. All
right, man,
see you, love it. Ooh, yeah. So, good jobs, Apple's teams. Ooh, yeah. Vitrines Project, 115020 by 1441 Merged Press. Press being presentation. Yeah, look at this. This is actually funny. So it looks like just like a long ass QuickTime video. And QuickTime's good. White people hate on QuickTime. It's what, set for 32 minutes? Yeah, that's pretty fun. I don't know why this one is the wrong direction. Yeah, look. Yo, you gotta fix that. Kim is insanely discerning. Oh yeah, yo Apples, you want me to do a free talks at the center? Hit me up, eric@erickim.com. Holla at your boy. Okay, so some fun thoughts. Sen loves that new train. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, the colors, Duke, the colors. Look at it, shifting, Washington Boulevard. All right, so lots of fun morning thoughts to unravel here. So, back on the Lumix G9. So, lots of fun thoughts. Lots of fun things. I was doing some, first and foremost, everyone should get ChatGPT Premium. It's only $20 a month. Come on, guys, it's like less than 80 cents a day. It's like, you finna drop like $250,000 on a Lambo or a Tesla, or spend $3 million on a house, $4 million a house, $5 million in a house? You don't wanna pay $20 a month for like the world's greatest invention of all times? No more Googles. The future finna be Bing. Bing, it's like, make Bing cool again. Oh, also another thought is like, you know, Kanye's like, I'm too groggy, take me, don't be, I'm too groggy. I'm like, actually, funny enough, you know, people are just like, oh, you know, hit me up, here's my email, right? Actually, just give people your phone number and just tell them to FaceTime you. I never check text messages, I don't use text. Texting is only for millennials. I just FaceTime. It's funny, like, even like some of my friends, colleagues, people he knows. It's like, even some of like Cindy's friends, right? I'm like, they're like sending text messages back and forth, like 30 messages. It is like crazy how prompt they are, right? And then I'm just like, I ain't finna deal with this. I'm just like, text. I just FaceTime out of the blue, right? Travis Scott said, Face, shorty, FaceTime me out the blue, right? It's one of these funny things too where FaceTime is like the killer app. I mean, the only reason to own an iPhone, two reasons. One, FaceTime, that's the quote-unquote killer app. I can FaceTime my mom's in South Korea anytime, super easy. And then just the smartphone in general. Wait. Apple Maps, Google Maps. Actually, the reason I'm becoming so anti-Googles now. It's like, wait. Yo, in this short-ass life you got, it's like, nobody wants more advertisements than life. And just even ask your Google friends, right? Or your Amazon employees or whatever, right? Like, everyone uses Chrome. Chrome's bad, just use Safari. Safari's lit. I really actually, the biggest case I have against using Chrome is just the icon's so ugly. It's like, you remember Steve Jobs, like, we finna make icons so beautiful you can lick them. I'm like, I love that. Yeah, and it looks like iPad, Apple OS, iPad OS. Yo, you gotta stop trying to make the iPad like a computer. Like, I plug in my USB-C thing to import my pictures. And then there's that, the like, little icon in the top right corner. It's like, you plugged in a USB-C device. I'm like, I don't need to know. I already know I'm plugged it in. It even sends like 2 years, 10 months. He's like, because there's a, or like the microphone button is on it. He's kind of concerned. He's kind of confused. I just gotta simplify. Even that little orange icon to let you know that your microphone's on, like, you don't really need that. Just get rid of it. I mean, you remember Elon Musk? He's like, delete. Yeah, God, delete. When in doubt, delete. Even when you're packing on a trip, you're like, should I bring this? Should I not bring it? When in doubt, throw it out. Is the motto. So, is Eric Kim gonna become the next Drizzy? The new Drake? The new Ye? The new Travis Scott? I think so. Now that Eric Kim is thinking trillionaire thoughts, $1 trillion. Quadrillion is $1,000 trillion. It's big thoughts. So yeah, what's gonna be the next $1,000 trillion industry? My personal thought is, it's gonna be a combination of crypto and AI, right? It's actually funny too, because I was meditating on it. I actually made more money speculating in crypto than I did my whole life teaching photography workshops. Is some facts. Oh, I love this bathroom. Bathroom's so fire. Good bathrooms are actually pretty critical.
Yeah.
New bathrooms, gonna become my new studio.